National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big, big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
And thanks so much for joining us today. This is Marla Tabaka, and I'm joined today by Brian Harrington. Kevin is out and doing his thing again, and Jason Gary is actually taking a vacation. So that's very, very cool. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks, Marla. I wish I was with Jason right now taking that vacation. It's man, he's ditching us on the show today for that, huh?
I know. He really is. He's out basking in the sun somewhere in Florida from what I understand. So, yeah, he'll probably be knocking at your dad's door soon if I know him.
He's going to come back with a nice tan and you know, go back to the cold that he's in and shock everyone over there too.
Yeah. That's funny. It'll shock me if I don't hear from him, honestly. That man has never taken a vacation. So
he deserves it, right?
He does. We've got a really great show lined up today, Brian. We have in our first part of the show, we have Chris Sullins, who is the CEO and president of WorkWave. And we have a fabulous pitch, really interesting hair cutting tool that we're going to hear about. It's a really innovative product. So we're going to have some fun today. So let me introduce our very first guest. Chris Sullins is the CEO and president of WorkWave. He is responsible for setting the overall direction and product strategy for the company. Since joining WorkWave in 2008, Chris has grown the business over 400%, transforming the company through heavy investment and nine strategic acquisitions. Boy, that's a lot. And he has turned that company into a leading provider. Prior to WorkWave, Chris held several senior executive roles at ServiceMaster. And prior to that, he held senior executive roles with OurHouse.com, Applied Value, and PRTM management consulting firms, as well as Alcatel-Lucent. Chris has a BS in mechanical engineering from Virginia Tech and an MBA with honors in finance, strategy, and entrepreneurship from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. Awesome, awesome school. Thanks so much for being here with us this morning, Chris.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's always fun to have brilliant strategists on Big Pitch, but I'd like to start with a little bit about Chris Sullins, the kid. Where did you grow up, and were your parents in business? Tell us where you acquired these amazing skills. Did that start in childhood?
I grew up in outside of Chicago, actually, so western suburbs of Chicago. In a place called St. Charles, Illinois.
And, beautiful.
Yeah, so my dad was a banker, private banker. He was a role model from that perspective. He was a really good guy. I remember, actually, one of the stories I've told others is, you know, I used to go down and visit him because he worked in the city in a big high rise. And, you know, when I was a kid, that was a big deal to be able to go down and visit him. And, you know, one time we went down, we were standing at the elevator ready to go up and see him. And this lady was standing next to us and, you know, seeing three little kids in the building. Was curious for her, so she asked what we were doing. We said we were going to visit my dad, and she's like, I love your dad. I used to work with him. He was the best boss I've ever had, and, you know, he's just fantastic. And so, you know, that's one of those things that, like, sticks with you and kind of stuck with me in terms of, you know, wanting to be that kind of leader or person that, you know, other people would say that about at some point down the line.
Yeah, I'll bet it did. That can leave such a lasting impression. So tell us, if you will, like, what are one or two of the core values that you infuse into your company culture as a leader?
Yeah, we actually have 10 core values that we've identified, and we actually hire two. A couple of ones that I would highlight, I think, you know, one that really resonates in terms of importance with us is empathy. You know, regardless, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a salesperson, a developer, you know, support person, kind of being able to put yourself in other people's shoes and really look at it from their perspective, I think helps you provide better service, provide better solutions, you know, really provide a better outcome overall. So that's an important one for us. Curiosity is also a really important one, which, you know, for us really revolves around kind of peeling back layers of the onion and getting to the root cause of things as opposed to just, you know, handling the symptom and just, you know, trying to stamp it out and continuously doing that rather than fix the actual root cause that's causing the things that we're seeing.
Yeah, I always say it's like holistic medicine. It's there's a systemic problem, and you have to get down to that instead of treat the symptoms. So I
yeah,
love
absolutely.
That you do that. Yeah. So, Chris, what would you say is the most challenging thing about being a CEO for you?
That's a great question. I think it depends on the day, maybe.
It changes every day.
You know, I would say, you know, I think the most challenging thing is really, especially in a company our size. So I think it's different, you know, if you're a Fortune 500 company versus a really small startup, you know, I think the challenges can be different. But for companies, you know, like ours on the smaller side in terms of size, you know, I think it's balancing long-term view and vision and making sure that we, you know, you pick your head up and are looking out to where you want to go with making sure that you have kind of a good grasp of what's going on a daily basis, kind of in the detail level. Because, you know, a really great strategy with poor execution, you know, is not worth very much, and really great execution, you know, without any kind of strategy or direction, also, you know, isn't going to get you where you need to go. So, you know, it's a constant balancing act of trying to make sure, you know, you're focused on the future, but that you don't let, you know, small details and execution issues fester that, you know, will keep you from getting there.
So as a CEO, you've just, I mean, you have to work on that vision and have that forward thinking and such. How do you manage to keep your hands and eyes on those minute details? That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think, again, I'm not, you know, when we talk about kind of the details, it's certainly, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't have line of sight to, and you know, you really have to build a trusted team. So for me, you know, we've been lucky enough to have a really great, put a really great leadership kind of team together that works, you know, all in concert. So there needs to be transparency, and you know, that's one of the things that we really look for and we value here is just, you know, not a lot of trying to, one of our other core values is intellectual honesty, where, you know, if you make a mistake, like admit it and, you know, move on. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But, you know, it's much worse to kind of keep it to yourself and not, you know, give visibility into it, because we can't, you know, we can't fix things that we don't know about. So I rely a lot on my team to kind of be transparent about what's going on in each of their teams. And then to, you know, once we decide on kind of a course of action, to be able to implement it and drive it forward. So I'm certainly not like micromanaging things on a day-to-day basis. But I do have a good understanding of what's going on, and it's a direct, you know, result of the team that we have and the communication that we share.
I have to give you some kudos, Chris, because I work with a lot of CEOs, and I'll tell you, your awareness of your core values and the way that they are so deeply infused in your company is just amazing, and it's not something you always see. So congratulations on achieving that. It's not always an easy feat to get people to support you and the company in the way that it sounds like your leadership does.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, it's important. We, about, I guess, when we recapitalize a company, we're private equity backed, and when we went through the transaction, our chairman of the board and I kind of agreed that we were going to focus on what we call the inputs at the board level and obviously at the company level. And so I put together what, you know, I thought were kind of the big,
Chris,
what we
excuse
call
me, I just have to interrupt you because we unfortunately have to go into break, but I want to hear about what you put together in terms of those inputs when we come back, and we will be right back.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big high stain in the street, gonna be a big man someday, you got mud on your face.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-358-9410. That's 1-800-358-9410. Again, 1-800-358-9410.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And you are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. Don't forget to join us over in social media. We love, love, love hearing from you. And you can tweet us at Big Pitch Radio and make sure to follow us there, as well as our Facebook page, which is the Big Pitch Radio Show. And remember, if you have questions for our resident attorney, Amy Tepper, just go ahead and tweet those to us. She's going to be coming up actually tomorrow, so you have a little bit of time to do that. And right now we have Chris Sullins with us, and Chris is the CEO and president of WorkWave. And Chris, going into break, we were talking about one of my favorite topics, of course, the core values and culture of your company. And you said back when you created some inputs in that direction. So tell us how exactly you created that process and what it looked like.
Sure. As we were thinking about what we wanted to do, we had a great culture already, but really trying to quantify and align the focus for not just the leadership team, but the focus even at the board level, which I think, you know, has lots of opportunities for getting disconnected, where you get a board that focuses on what I call the outputs, the profit and the growth, and then there's a mismatch between kind of what people are communicating at all different levels. So what we kind of decided to focus on all the way through from board on down are what we call our big three things, which is, we felt like if we kind of, one, hired and developed great people, two, developed great products quickly, and three, turned our customers and employees into raving fans, that it'd be really hard to have an unsuccessful kind of business or outcome, you know, if you could achieve those. So they're really easy to say. They're really hard to do. It's not nirvana by any means, but having that kind of clear focus and reporting, we actually structure our board meetings around how we're doing in these three areas. So holds us kind of accountable and honest as a leadership team to make sure, you know, we're doing things and we don't go in with a blank piece of paper. But it also holds kind of the board responsible for focusing on the things that really are going to drive value in the long run, as opposed to, you know, what's going to help us out in the short run. So that becomes kind of, it's something that we focus on, something we talk a lot about, something we reward people on. And as a result, I think it helps us, you know, strengthen and maintain kind of the culture that we have.
That's beautiful. I love that you arrange your board meetings around this. It's fantastic. So, Chris, you've got, with WorkWave at least, you've got 9 strategic acquisitions under your belt. That's incredible. We have a lot of smaller businesses listening who may be moving into that mid-market level. Can you tell us a little bit about what stage is it wise for an entrepreneur to consider acquiring other companies? What are the things to look out for and measure with?
You know, that's a great question. It's hard, I would say, it's hard for me to say kind of exactly at what stage that you should think about it or consider it. I think in the very smallest companies, call it, you know, below $5 million or so in revenue, I think doing acquisitions is would be very difficult. I think between 5 and 10, we did our first couple acquisitions in that range. I actually sit on the board of another company that's looking at doing an acquisition about, and they're in that same range as well. So that's a range where you have enough kind of financial kind of capabilities, but also your team to be able to kind of focus and really make sure that you get the most out of it. So a lot of times I think acquisitions go wrong because there isn't enough planning and thought around what happens after the acquisition gets done. There's a lot of excitement about it and a lot of happy talk about how great it's going to be. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of kind of mechanics around the execution of what happens and the integration with the rest of the business and all those kind of things that you need people to be able to kind of focus on and be able to drive, because otherwise it's you know, it gets lost kind of in the shuffle, and as a result you really could do some damage you know, with a poor acquisition.
Chris, thanks for that. Now, Marla also talked about a heavy investment. I just want to, you know, clarify real quickly. Is this a heavy investment that you guys took as a company, or you made into certain technologies or other companies that you're talking about acquiring?
Well, it's a combination of all those things. So when we think about where we invest, people, you know, process and kind of the product are the three big areas. So because we're a software company, you know, a big chunk of our investment goes with people, you know, developers and product managers and our marketing and sales and support, and really beefing up kind of our team to make sure that we get out ahead of the growth, because a lot of times I think people invest too late. And as a result, you know, they outgrow their organization, and that creates a lot of issues. So, you know, we're very conscious of trying to balance that, obviously not to get too far ahead of it, but really to try to set ourselves up for the next level of growth. And that can be different things at different times. But, you know, a good example is we just brought in a general counsel and chief compliance officer, you know, which is an investment that, you know, you could argue is maybe a little bit ahead of when, you know, we would absolutely need something like that. But, you know, this person's coming in and really helping us strengthen the infrastructure of the organization, the processes, and the things we're doing that'll help us get to that kind of next level in a way that we feel like we can sustain the growth as opposed to you know, create issues from that growth.
No, that's great. Thanks, Chris. Now, we got to wrap up in 2 minutes here, but I wanted to, you know, one, you have a chance to tell a little bit about your company and where people could find out information about you. But secondly, you know, I wanted to, you know, very quickly understand also, you know, it looks like you guys have a lot of people out there in the field, and you have a lot of employees and a lot of really action going on. So give a 15-second tip on, you know, on really how you manage all of that, because I think that's really important. And then Chris, tell people where, you know, they can find more information out about you and your business.
Sure. You know, so I would say on the answer to your first question, you know, communication is really the key. I think you always under-communicate as an organization, no matter how much you try. But one thing that works really well for us, and I would recommend for anybody, is kind of mandating what we one-on-one meetings, where each manager meets with their employees, for, you know, half an hour or so every other week.
Communication is key. That's great. So, yeah, Chris, tell us where people can find out about your business.
Yeah, so they can go to our website. It's www.workwave.com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. So Chris Sullins from WorkWave, www.workwave.com. Everyone, you are listening to the Big Pitch Radio. Check us out, bigpitchradio.com, and see you guys after the break.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. Wouldn't it be great if you could see and speak to anyone on your property at any time, from anywhere? At Ring, we call that being always home. We all know when it comes to keeping an eye on things, there's no one better than you, which is why we are pleased to offer our Ring of Security Kit. You get a Ring Video Doorbell to see and speak with visitors at your front door.
Can I help you?
Plus, Ring Stick-Up Cam, the wireless, weatherproof camera that creates a ring of security around your home. All you need to activate your Ring of Security is a quick install and your smartphone. No keypads, no false alarms, no third parties. With motion alerts, HD video, and two-way talk, Ring keeps you connected like never before and tells would-be burglars you're always home.
For a limited time, listeners to this station get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/code now. Join the millions of homeowners who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/code. That's ring.com/code.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days, There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for joining us on the Big Pitch Radio Show. I am Marla Tabaka here with Brian Harrington today. And hey, Brian, I really enjoyed talking to our guest Chris Sullins. What about you?
Yeah, no, Chris was great. You know, it's amazing because he was brought into the company to really help, I guess, turn it around and increase it, and has done a fantastic job. 400% growth over a few years, which is amazing, and taking through all those strategic acquisitions that he went. I mean, what a great story that is.
Yeah, it really is. And as I said, I'm so impressed with the way he's instilled the corporate values. And it just kind of backs up my point that a company that's going to succeed like that needs to rely on a strong culture. And boy, was he amazing in that knowledge. So we have our pitch guest coming up next. I'm very excited because this is going to be fun. Ray Rita is with us, and he's with Capellini Innovations. And so that's CapelliniInnovations.com. And Ray, welcome to the Big Pitch Radio Show. Is Ray with us?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Ray. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. How's everybody doing there?
Good, good, good. So, Ray, are you ready to pitch?
I am. I'm all set.
You go for it.
All right, thanks. First of all, I just want to say, I've been listening to your show probably for the last couple of weeks, and just the great insight and knowledge that I've gotten, especially myself right now going through, trying to launch a business, work on a business. Great, great knowledge. I want to commend you guys for the job that you guys are doing there.
Thank you. We really appreciate that. It's good to know that we're out there doing what we hope we do best, and people are gaining from it. So thanks for those insights, Ray.
Okay, great. Once again, my name is Ray Rita. I've been a hairstylist for 25 years, actually working in the same salon for 25 years. Wow. My knowledge and my background, I've been around it almost my whole life. I grew up, my older sister has had a salon. I remember being a little kid. Always being in the salon business. So I've, from a little kid to even now, I've seen how times have changed, how things have progressed, and just seeing different trends and styles. So, I've been around the whole industry for a long time, and my passion for it is great. And the passion for my tool I created, and I actually call it the expert comb. So you'll hear me say that throughout my pitch here. And within doing hair all these years and working in the salon and just seeing people out there, there, like I said, there's always things that change and always things are different. And one problem that I noticed within the hair business is that I see, and I'm sure a lot of people see, bad haircuts. There are bad haircuts out there. And I'll describe, we'll say, two bad haircuts. There's one bad haircut that just, we'll say, just doesn't fit that person's head shape or doesn't fit that person's body. I don't have a solution for that right now, but the solution that I came up with was the solution when people have a bad haircut where it's just uneven, it's not laying right for that person, it just doesn't look good, pretty much. And in doing hair, the main reason I came up with that is that people are not consistent in cutting hair. And I'll use that word consistent a lot throughout my picture, because that, I think, is the main reason, why we have bad haircuts out there. Within working my business plan, working my business here, I found a slogan: if you are persistent, you will keep it. If you are consistent, if you are persistent, you will get it. If you are consistent, you will keep it. And I read that every day, and I look at it every day, and even going to the salon, I look at that, and that is my slogan I go by, within my business. So trying to figure out a solution, how do you correct a bad haircut out there? You could think of a thousand reasons out there, you know, how you could do it or why you could do that. But what I came up, there has to be a tool out there to make this job easier, to make it more easier for stylists, for students out there, you know, within cutting hair. So doing a lot of research, you know, I looked and looked, and there's many videos out there you could look and you could watch people do stuff, and they could tell you how to do it, but there wasn't a tool out there to keep you consistent on what you're doing. So what I found out there, there's many combs out there that have, we'll say, a bubble level on it, which is like a bubble that you would see like a regular level at a hardware store, and it's built into a comb. There might be one on there. There might be three, four, five, and that's fine, but within cutting hair, it's kind of hard to – you know, to see that bubble, see if your haircut is straight, see if that neckline is straight. So, you know, I'm thinking that's going to cause a problem. It's going to slow the stylist down. It's not going to, you know, not be that accurate. So I'm thinking in this day and age with technology now, with Bluetooth, wireless, there has to be an easier way to keep people consistent with a haircut. So what I came up with is my expert comb. What I have is an LED level built into on top of a comb, and with that LED level, it works as a, you know, working level. You see the LED lights move left and right, you know, shows you if you're level, shows you actually a horizontal level, a 90, a 45, a 180, and I just mentioned those angles because those are angles that are common when people cut hair. You know, we cut hair at a 45, we cut hair at a 90, so, you know, in the industry, those are well-known terms. But in thinking, you know, that's great to have it like that, but what if I'm cutting a hair and what if I don't need those angles? What's another feature that would be neat to have in this comb? What if I want to cut that hair, we'll say, at a 63.5 degree angle? You know, how am I going to know where that's at? So one feature I added in with my comb is if I'm holding that hair up and I want this hair at that 63.5 degree angle, I could lock that angle in. So when I pick up my next section of hair, it'll show me exactly where I was just at. And in my next section of hair, it'll show me exactly where I was just at, which keeps it consistent throughout the whole haircut. And if by chance, if I have to flip that comb over to do the other side of the head, the comb will flip the angle to match the same exact angle I had on the other side. So once again, consistency is a key point into doing hair and keeping consistent and having a good haircut. Also, too, within the comb, I have interchangeable blades. So, you know, every hairstylist has their favorite, we'll say, teeth configuration. So the comb part with the teeth slide out.
So Ray, this sounds like an amazing creation. Tell us, let's turn to your business for a moment, because we want to help you with that. That's what we're here for. So tell us what business challenges you're facing right now.
You know, right now, it's money. You know, I've had the whole business plan. I have everything laid out. It's just hard finding investors. It's hard, you know, getting started. You know, I have everything going. I just don't have the money right now to proceed.
Ray, is your product fully developed at this point? Where are you in the, you know, in the development pipeline timeline?
I have a fully working prototype right now.
Okay, a fully working prototype. So really, you need the capital to what? Finish developing the product and then ultimately, you know, market and distribute?
Correct, yes. I mean, I have the working prototype. I have all, let's say, all the connections, you know, to get it made. I just need to, I have a patent pending right now. I need to secure the patent. I need to get the molds made, you know, all the finals for all the other, you know, progressions with that.
And how much money are you trying to raise to do that?
To do my full plan, $250,000.
$250,000. Okay. So let me ask you a question. I mean, you know, in terms of raising capital, I mean, this is something that we've been down the path many, many times before. And, you know, we've helped out a lot of people, you know, like you and your, you know, in your situation, try to, you know, get to that capital, get to, you know, the money that they need to get the product out there. You know, first of all, I'll say also, raising capital is not easy. It's never easy, you know, especially at a stage that you're in right now without sales, without a finished product even. You know, have you tried to do any crowdfunding yet? I mean, have you gone on a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo and tried to pre-sell the product?
You know, I have not, because right now, being a professional product, I wanted to keep it more on the – as far as – I have two ends of the product. I have the professional version of it and the consumer version of it. Being right now I have the professional versions I have, I don't want to throw it on there and make it a consumer product. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, so maybe that's not the way to go. So I think, one of the first steps we always tell people, and Ray, just to let you know, we have to go to break in a couple seconds here. So,
sure.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your thoughts after we come back from break. But one of the first steps we always tell people, to really hit and really approach, because it's not easy finding the investor, especially at this point, but it really is to, network within your local community. Go to the friends and family that you have. I mean, sometimes friends and family are the best support that you could possibly get. So I want to hear a little bit more, about that aspect and see if you've tried that before, and really, kind of your next steps, from that point. But we're with Ray Rita. And he has a great, great product. See you guys after break.
Have you heard about the Paracon they're having over at
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over? Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
How you doing, everyone? This is Brian Harrington here with Marla Tabaka from the Big Pitch Radio. We have Ray Rita, who has a product called the Expert Comb. What a great product this is for cutting hair and making sure that you're consistent every time. Your haircut looks great, great for professional use and consumer use. Ray is developing that side of the business as well. You know, Ray, we were just talking about before we left for break, we were talking about your investment needs and your investment strategy. You know, we were talking a little bit about break that we've helped a lot of people like you and, you know, really in your situation raise that capital. And I'll tell you, it's never easy because you don't have a finished product. You don't have sales yet. So this is often the toughest time to get capital out there. You know, what I was saying, you know, it is really, this is the first capital in that you really need to get the product to a developed stage. You know, a lot of the times, you know, we say, you know, let's try to pre-sell the product on an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter type campaign. You know, it's a great way to get some funds in and to really also get some consumer feedback of the product also. So we talked a little bit about that. You know, secondly, you know, go into your local community, networking within your local community, your friends and family, your people surrounding you and supporting you. Tell me a little bit about that, Ray. Have you kind of explored that path and, you know, really gone down that route to, you know, to try to help get you over the next mile that you need to get to right now?
Yes, I have. This is actually my second prototype. I've done a lot of research and development as far as getting it going, getting to actually where I want it to be at on a professional level. You know, I did go to family to get the first prototype made. It's hard. You know, I've presented it to, you know, fellow hairstylists, fellow salon owners, and I guess if you're not in the mindset of a business where you're, you know, in production and manufacturing, you know, I think it's a whole different mindset. And I don't want to say it's a, you know, the hair business, I don't say it's a niche market, but you have to understand, if I just would go to somebody who doesn't understand hair, you know, they might not understand the product fully as far as what it's capable of doing. Does that make sense?
Sure, I got you. And that's, you know, it's definitely crucial because I know you have some video content on your website and, you know, it's definitely crucial to kind of show your product, how it's used, you know, so people do understand it. you know, after that kind of aspect, you know, of your business, have you talked to any, you know, any true real investors that you think would be interested in coming on board in a real investment strategy?
You know, what I've found is when investors look at my business plan, they look at my numbers, they say the numbers are good, but it's not where they needed them to be. As far as if they're going to invest, you know, we'll just say $100,000, they want to make 10 times that. You know, and I guess right now with the business, it's not there yet. But when I launched the consumer side of it, I feel and I know that's going to open up a whole other market of it, where now my numbers are a lot better than on the professional side.
Gotcha. So why don't you include that within everything, within your whole package?
Yes, that's part of the plan right now. Just opening, you know, the professional end of it, looking at it, I'm like, I have to, you know, I just went to, we had a big hair show in Chicago. I'm from Chicago, and I met a lot of great contacts, a lot of great people out there. So just networking with people out there and getting that route, that definitely helped me out in trying to break apart from the professional end, the consumer end. That was my biggest hang up for the longest time. And I think if I just change that, the look of the comb and some functions of it, I could have both versions of it, which now, like I said, opens up my market hugely.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, in terms of intellectual property, tell me a little bit about that. I believe you're patent pending. What type of patents are you pending for?
I'm going for a utility patent right now, just on my professional version of the comb that I have.
Okay, great. So that's, yeah, that's really great because that opens you up into the opportunity for licensing routes. So, you know, talk to me about your, you know, experience with that. Have you gone down the path of trying to license the product to, you know, any of these big companies out there who manufacture and distribute these types of products?
You know, I've sent letters out there. I've done phone calls, but the hardest thing is getting to talk to the right person that would handle that part of the business. You know, I made numerous phone calls, emails, and that's the hardest part as far as getting into the right person. And everyone, I've talked to maybe a handful of people, and of course they want to see a product. They want to have it in their hands. And right now I only have one prototype, so I can't send out my only prototype to whatever company wants to see it. So that's another hang-up that I have with that. But I'm open. Like I said, if I could license it, that's great. If I need to go the manufacturer out my own self and get the funding, I'm open to that too. So I'm ready to do this.
No, that's great. I mean, licensing could be a great route for you to take, especially if you have protection behind, you know, behind your intellectual property. You know, just got to be careful of the agreement and any fine print that you may come into within any licensing agreement. But I mean, if you license it to one of the, you know, the giants out there and they sell millions of these things, you know, that royalty could be a very substantial chunk. You know, I mean, you know, really my advice to you on that would be just keep hustling it, right? I mean, keep calling. You know, don't just do one call a day. Do three calls a day, right? Make sure that they know who you are, and you know, and that you just keep knocking on their door until you take it down, really.
Okay, what would be your opinion on if I would try to partner up with, you know, a big name in the business? Like last week, you guys had Andre on there for Oprah Winfrey's hairstylist. To partner up with somebody like that to get that name behind me.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a fantastic idea. I mean, Andre, you know, what a story and what a guy he is. I've had a chance to, you know, to sit down with him. I mean, he's got a great story in this world. So partnering up with someone like that could be great because one, you know, it opens up the relationships in that industry, right? I mean, he's a credible expert within the industry. So one, it opens up the relationships, you know, and two, you know, it opens it up towards, you know, the consumers too, because it gives you a good story, you know, to really sell it to the consumers also. So I love that story. So, you know, that's something that you should definitely look into. Ray, we have to run now. Tell us a little bit about where people could find your product and, you know, and maybe reach out to you.
Okay, I do have my website. It's CapelliInnovations.com or ExpertComb.com. Like we said, I'm not in production yet. So as far as all my information, all my contact information would be on the website, once in CapellaInnovations.com or ExpertComb.com.
That's great. Thank you so much, Ray. Marla, what a show we had today with Ray and Chris on. Two great people on the show today.
Entertaining. It really is. It's just so...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.